clock. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
I think this will all eventually work out, and there will be a consolidation behind someone not named Donald Trump.
That's the morning after another testy Republican debate.
The real con artist is Senator Marco Rubio.
Trump also got into it with Ted Cruz.
You're the lying guy up here.
And on and on it went with John Kasich on the sidelines. Fox's Jared Halpern was there, now live in Detroit.
From the start, unconventional back and forth.
He referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
Talk of body parts, and there was name-calling at the latest Fox News debate.
You asked him about the economy, and the first thing he does is launch an attack about some little guy thing, because he doesn't have answers.
Senators Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz.
Count to 10, Donald. Count to 10. Count to 10.
Renewing attacks on Donald Trump, who returned fire, staying noticeably out of the fray, Ohio Governor John Kasich.
We can begin to reignite the spirit of the United States of America, and let's stop fighting.
All four Republicans pledging again to support whoever wins the nomination. Dave.
General Republicans in Kansas and Kentucky, Louisiana, and Maine vote tomorrow. 155 delegates at stake. North Korea's leader has put his military on alert to be ready to launch nuclear strikes at any time. This after new UN sanctions put on the North. A white Alabama cop charged with murder in the shooting of a black man last month is fighting back. His lawyers accusing Montgomery officials of acting politically.
We believe that these charges were brought to prevent public unrest.
Mickey McDermott claims Officer Aaron Smith opened fire after a man acting suspiciously got a weapon and confronted him. Gregory Gunn's family disputes that. A medical examiner's report's just out from Atlanta on Bobby Christina Brown. Whitney Houston's daughter was found unresponsive in a tub in January of last year, then died in July. The report says her face being underwater and intoxication led to her death. Alcohol, marijuana, sedatives found in her body. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Anyone interested in reducing speed limits on Bryan City streets is invited to submit a request to City Hall. Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says neighborhood residents are encouraged to apply.
We all think of speed humps as sort of the traditional tool, but that's not the only tool.
An example is the area of Nash and Broadmoor, where a permanent roundabout will be joining reduced speed limits and traffic islands.
So far, we've received pretty positive reviews from the neighborhood. And that's really what we're trying to do, is protect the neighborhood from cut-through traffic or at least calming traffic flow.
More information about sending requests for reduced speeds on neighborhood streets is available online at briantx.gov. The application deadline is April 1st. Next Tuesday, Texas A&M opens a traveling nationwide exhibit on the 400th anniversary of William Shakespeare's death. Tomorrow in downtown Bryan, there are two events coinciding with the exhibition of the writer's first book of plays. The first is a sold-out pub crawl.
We have actors from the New York Shakespeare Exchange who will be dressed in clothing just like you and me. They'll be in the restaurant or the bar, and suddenly a scene from one of Shakespeare's plays will break out. It'll be a comedy or a argument or a fight scene, nothing violent, but it'll be a lot of fun.
Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says tomorrow night at 7 at the Grand Stafford Theater, they'll be showing films showing Shakespeare's sonnets. The A&M exhibition of Shakespeare's First Folio is at the Stark Gallery in the Memorial Student Center through April 3rd. Anyone with information about the whereabouts of two dogs that bit children in separate incidents over the past week is asked to call College Station Police. Animal control officers are looking for a male yellow lab wearing a black collar that bit a child a week ago today in the 1200 block of Arizona Street. Also being sought is one of two large black dogs with white feet that bit a child Monday afternoon on Hibiscus Street. The dogs need to be found and observed to rule out the possibility of rabies exposure to the children. More information is online at WTAW.com. A local man who 2 years ago was seen by Texas A&M students loading stolen bicycles into his truck is headed to prison. 44-year-old Stephen Alonzo Austin of College Station pleaded guilty this week in Brazos County District Court to evading arrest with seven prior convictions. With a criminal history that also includes multiple burglaries and thefts, he was sentenced to 20 years. Leadership in the U.S. House has been presented with new strategies for developing more conservative federal budgets. Among those pitching that idea Wednesday was Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who chairs the Republican Study Committee.
Budget should balance in 10 years. It should reduce mandatory spending. It should continue to reduce discretionary spending, which we've been really good at the last 5 years. It's got to maintain a strong national security. It's got to fix our tax code. It's got to have pro-growth policies. And it also has to make sure that reconciliation, which is a special tool we use to get things through the Senate, can't be abused in a lame duck session at the end of this year.
Flores says he's asked House Speaker Paul Ryan to break the budget deal made last year between former Speaker John Boehner and the president. WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 49 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, or videos anytime to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring Grand Fondo to the Brazos Valley. Sunday, April 24th, join cyclists from across the state and bike through the scenic countryside of our community. To register, visit GrandFondoBCS.com. Individual, team, and family rides are available. Grand Fondo BCS is hosted by Atlas Group, and all proceeds support cancer services at CHI St. Joseph Health. Register now for Grand Fondo, April 24th in Bryan.
Good morning. It's 7:08. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Bright sunshine today and comfortable temperatures. It'll reach 70 to 75 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to about 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partial sun stays in the forecast. Temperatures are close to 75. Clouds move in tomorrow night. There's the risk of a shower. Lows will drop down to 55. Partial sunshine Sunday. Temperatures on Sunday near 75. There could be a brief shower Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a second. With pretty much everybody at A&M playing in some kind of sports, we'll get you updated also on high school basketball in the playoffs. And Von Miller will be dancing with the stars. All that and more in sports at about 7:50.
We forgot to do the Sunday birthday, so we need to do that. We just, we need to tick that off of our little punch list.
Well,
so
hang
to speak.
On,
I know you will.
That's got
fine.
Rid of them.
I have to apologize because I made a mistake yesterday and misinformed the audience, and I apologize for that. It was not my intent, but every once in a while, we just get information that's not correct. I trust my sources in this particular case, and I was wrong to do that. So I apologize for misspeaking when I told you yesterday that WrestleMania was last night.
And you can always text our I Know Better Than Scott line at 979-695-1620.
You could do that. That's exactly right. Actually, the Republican debate was not all that different than a WWE event, but nonetheless, the real thing doesn't happen until like April 2nd or 3rd at Jerry World. So I apologize, and especially for those people who drove up to Arlington last night hoping that it would be going on based on what I said.
Or probably more anatomical references than a WWE event.
That's true. Event anyway, I just, as always with any information that you hear here, trust but verify.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So birthdays.
Forgive me for the pronunciation because I don't know how to say the name, but Orange is the New Black is the new big TV show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's Yaeli Stone or Y-A-E-L.
Why not? That's fair.
Okay. 31 years old. Bubba Sparks, the rapper, is 39. Bernie Siegel is 42. Let me see. Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, is 44. Connie Britton is 49. She's actually in Nashville and the People versus OJ going on right now. D.L. Hughley is 53. Tom Arnold, 57. Kiki D, 69 years old. Rob Reiner, who did Meathead and then made a few movies, 69 years old. Barton Cove is 70. He was the bad guy in Karate Kid. David Gilmour, the lead guitarist for Pink Floyd, is 70. Mary Wilson, one of the co-founders of the Supremes, 72. And Alan Greenspan is 90.
Well, doesn't look a day over 100.
On Sunday.
He looks a lot like Abe Vigoda.
And has has for about the same amount of
yeah,
time.
Yeah, he has. That's very true. Very true. So, so anyhow, today or Sunday is actually also National Oreo Day. And we were discussing how Oreos probably need to have like a quarter. There are so many new limited edition. I mean, I understand extending the brand, but we got brownie batter Oreo, caramel apple Oreo. And here's what's nasty about those. It's a white cookie, white wafer, but the stuff on the inside is the color of what caramel would be and a green apple. So it's kind of tan and green filling.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like baby food.
Yes. And how stupid is this? We have a cookie dough Oreo. I mean, it's a cookie, right?
Does it have chocolate chip cookie
dough?
Yes,
it does.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And then there's
so meta.
There's cookies and cream Oreos. There's cotton candy.
Wait a minute. Cookies and cream is cookies and Oreos.
I know. It's of itself. Exactly. There's gingerbread Oreo, which sounds pretty nasty. Key lime pie Oreo. Again, lemon twist Oreo. After you eat the first one, you're going to have to pass the rest of them around to the office because, you know, this is interesting. Marshmallow crispy Oreo. Cream, and it has the little crispies in it, too. There's pumpkin spice Oreo. Red velvet Oreo.
They need to just come out with a two of each pack.
Exactly. Like they do that with beer, right? I mean, you can buy like a 12-pack of beer, and it's all different beers.
You may have just hit on the smartest.
Oh, they never would do that.
They never would. They would limit sales.
I was told by a supplement salesman the other day, the reason we have cure-all pills, but we can split them into three and sell you three times.
Yep, exactly. There's s'mores Oreos, which really looks weird because it's got, you know, all that stuff in between it. Toasted coconut Oreo. I'd probably eat two of those.
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds not bad.
With chocolate, that would be yummy.
Peppermint Oreos.
No. Nope.
Yeah. Especially in the milk.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
Nope.
White fudge Oreos,
nope.
Where they cover them. They cover them in white fudge.
That's
those
okay.
Those are way over the top.
Yeah, they're way sweet, but one's good.
Okay. Anyway, I think that's about all they had on the list as far as limited edition Oreos. From an historical standpoint, the name Oreo was first trademarked March 14th, 1912. That's why we're celebrating on March the 4th. I don't understand what that means.
Of course.
Yeah. The National Biscuit Company, which is, of course, today Nabisco, first developed and produced the Oreo biscuit in 1912 at its Chelsea factory in New York City. Today, the block on which the factory was located is known as Oreo Way. 1912, they renamed it the Oreo Sandwich. 1948, the Oreo Sandwich was renamed the Oreo Cream Sandwich. Here's the deal. They weren't first. Sunshine Hydrox did it first. So.
Yep.
But you know, all you got to do is take the market share. Really doesn't matter. That stuff doesn't matter.
Hey, little piece of housekeeping, just if you don't mind. I've got 3 tickets for each game, just so you know. I forgot to take them over there to
you. Yeah, you did, didn't you? And then we got basketball tomorrow.
I don't have those.
I've got those.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying.
Sorry to break into the show. Hello? If I didn't say it, I'd forget.
Yeah, we're in Texas. Where is our barbecue brisket already?
Oh.
Between two pickle-flavored cookies?
Yeah. Anyway. I guess if they can do key lime pie, it would make absolute sense, wouldn't it?
Did you get banana split and ice cream Oreo, candy corn Oreo?
I did not have those on here.
Someone photoshopped up a mock-up of Spam Oreo.
Wow. Okay. Don't forget to follow the Alamo. Also, is on Sunday. And they have a lot of things going on with Texas Independence Day coming up over the weekend, I'm sure. And again, we're fortunate with Washington and La Brezza's right down the street. What'd you say? What were those called?
Spam?
No, I don't want a Spam Oreo.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. Yeah.
But I thought the candy corn, that sounds pretty nasty.
Oh. That's just bad to start with.
How weird was Anchorage's weather this winter? So weird that, in fact, the 7 rail cars loaded with snow were hauled to Alaska's largest city yesterday in time for the Iditarod Trail Sled Race.
Oh, my
ceremonial
goodness.
Start that happens tomorrow.
Was it 2 or 3 years ago they had feet of snow?
Yeah,
multiple 14 feet of snow?
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, it may not run the full 11 miles, the official start. That's all because of global climate change that causes things to be warmer. So Gladys Knight, passenger in a car that was stopped for speeding by Utah police officer. When the legendary performer found out it was the officer's birthday, she sang happy birthday and didn't get a ticket.
Hey, there you go.
I don't understand how the driver, the officer necessarily was able to let the driver know it was his birthday, but it worked out. So, I don't know. All right, let me see here. 695-1620, 695-1620. It's time for Caller's Choice. Next 2 people, Caller's Choice. 695-1620. Because it's Friday, we're feeling good, we want to give stuff away. So, 695-1620, Caller's Choice. Ashes of a beloved Canadian biker, I guess we'll decide whether he's beloved or not, found on a local beach after repeated attempts to send him out to sea. A man said he discovered a bottle containing the remains of one Hugh Robert Nesbitt, known as Biker Bob, about a week after it had been cast into the Pacific Ocean for the second time. Biker Bob's widow initially looked to honor her husband, who died in a motorcycle accident at the age of 71, sending his ashes off to sea last year, but her attempt was unsuccessful when her dog repeatedly brought the bottle back to shore. Got a fetch thing going on. Anyway, once the bottle did make it out to sea, it was only there a few days, and later it ended up on the beach after reading a message inside that read, "If you find me, turn me loose." The finder tossed Biker Bob beer bottle back into the ocean. We'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted. Wow. Who's this?
Hello.
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 How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
Julie Grant.
What's the first name?
Julie.
Julie. What do you do, Julie? Yes.
I am on my way to work with kindergarteners.
Oh, my. Yeah, what a deal. All right. Here we go. I got tickets for baseball Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or I got Aggie basketball on Saturday. Your choice.
Ooh, I have to go with Sunday baseball.
Sunday baseball.
All right. Saturday.
All right, come by and we got tickets for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bye. Hi there, who's this? Hello, who's this?
This is Jack.
Jack who?
Adams.
All right, Jack, let me see. I've got basketball or I've got Friday or Saturday baseball.
Scott, I'll take basketball, please.
Yeah, that's the last home game. Is my last game of the regular season. All right, come by, we got them for you. What? And you have parking passes. And what is that? Well, you can talk. It's radio. It's okay. You can talk to me.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Parking passes for the game. That's the one with George Bush throwing out the...
Well, we think he might be. Do we know that officially? He's scheduled to possibly be there.
He's scheduled to be there.
Okay. All right. And that'll be Saturday.
That
okay.
That's correct.
All right. Now I got to see. Now I got to write all this stuff down. See? This is... Okay. Need to have people. Just saying. Who's this?
Helene.
Helene who?
Kirch.
Kirch, K-I-R-C-H?
No, K-R-C.
You left something out, didn't you?
that's my husband. No, that's, I have to give that to him.
That's okay. We've seen that for years, and we wondered how that was pronounced. All you folks from over there, that's over in Burleson County, is that right?
Actually, Smetana and a few in Burleson.
Okay, all right. Just spills over there. What's your Helena, is that right?
Helene.
All right. So, Helene, this is what I got left. Let me see. I've got Saturday baseball or Friday baseball?
Let's do Friday baseball.
Friday baseball. All right. Got it. All right. Thanks, Helene. I appreciate it. All right. What a guy. Yeah, I got to write that down before I forget it. Okay. Wow, the one we have left is Saturday where 41 is supposed to be there.
And that's the one that has parking passes.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't have parking passes with others? Okay, get there early.
Just the one.
Okay, that's fine. When's first pitch on Saturday? Do you know?
Give me just a second. I'll find out.
I bet you will. The president of Mount St. Mary's University, I do not know where that is, I got to look this story up and find out some more, has resigned after saying that struggling students should be drowned like bunnies.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's a tough school, man.
I gotta find out where Mount St. Mary's University. Why don't one of you guys find that out for me?
I'm already looking. It's a game on Saturday. It's 2:00, 6:30 tonight.
Uh huh.
2:00 tomorrow and noon on Sunday.
Okay, so parking may be a little problematic because you got basketball at noon, but we'll see how all that works out. There'll be some traffic moving.
Well, it won't be for you because we're giving away.
That's exactly right. We're giving tickets away.
Catholic University near historic Emmitsburg, Maryland.
Wow. Okay. Well, they've apparently got a different point of view as far as student services is concerned over there, I guess, is helping those kids that are not getting the job done. All right, you can nap like a NASA pilot. Tell you about that in a minute.
If you missed one of the biggest car buying events in the entire state of Texas, we have news for you. It's back! Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale is back this weekend only. Shop over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. Every used car's a bargain. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 16191A. 2014 Chevy Spark. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot. And save you will. The Repo Joe sale is the best sale for used cars, period. But you have to get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. 27 town delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss it this time. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Join us Saturday, March 19th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for a kite flying contest. Register online today for prizes that will be awarded March 19th. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab.
Good morning, it's 7:23. We'll give the Saturday tickets away later. We're not going to do that right now, okay? 7:23. The Infomaniacs on WTAW. Danger Will Robinson from Lost in Space. Humans tend to trust robots in dangerous situations, even when they shouldn't. Researchers from Georgia Tech Research Institute decided to see if people would accept the authority of a robot in an emergency situation. So they built a robot that was labeled Emergency Guide Robot that the researchers secretly control by remote.
Oh, wow.
They recruited volunteers to follow the robot into a conference room. One group of volunteers was led to the wrong room first. Another group was sent to follow the robot around in circles before getting to the room. And yet another group, the robot stopped and told the volunteers that it was malfunctioning. Now, once the volunteers were in the room, the researchers stationed the robot outside the door, set off the smoke alarm, and filled the hallway with smoke. This is like rats in a maze stuff going on. Now, an engineer with the study told Popular Science, "We expected that if the robot had proven itself untrustworthy in guiding them to the conference room, that people wouldn't follow it during this simulated emergency. Instead, all the volunteers followed the robot's instructions, no matter how well it had performed previously. We absolutely did not expect this," the scientist said. The robot led the volunteers through the smoke-filled hallway into a closet at distant exit in the back of the building, even in a darkened room that was blocked by furniture. And in every case, the humans showed a stunning level of trust in the machine. Used to feel that way about Laura Schlesinger's listeners. They'd call her to see if it was okay to cross the street. You know? Another researcher put it this way. We wanted to ask whether people would be willing to trust these rescue robots. A more important question now might be to ask how to prevent them from trusting the robots that much in the first place.
But does that tell you how quickly people will turn over control of their car? Because we talked about that with the driverless cars.
Yeah. Well, it can. Well, I think that's a different deal.
Okay.
I think when you drive your car, you want to be in control. Here was an emergency situation. Now, I think what they're going to like, and we see it more and more in cars, is they put together, I just saw an ad yesterday for, I think, a Prius that will have the ability to basically be in this cone of safety. You know, and the ad,
a safe space, if you will.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly. It was a print. It was a print ad in a magazine. And what it did is you look out the windshield and it was a pinball game, basically. And you saw the bumpers and the balls out there. And so it was like, here you go driving through this minefield of things that could happen badly to you while you're driving this car. But we've got this car that'll get you there safely. So I think that's a little bit different as opposed to filling a hallway with smoke. I hope that's the case. I don't know. I kind of don't want to give up driving yet.
I'm just
saying. Mm. I think I'd prefer.
So we'll be there, like the freedom lane, and the rest of the lanes that travel at good speeds will be...
be the freedom crazy lane. Yeah. That's what they'll call that. Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:26. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and so much more. High temperatures will continue to be the same. That's middle 70s, but we do have an increased chance of shower activity that will come in toward the end of the weekend. Look for a high temperature today and Saturday and Sunday at about 76 degrees. 75 on Monday, but it's a 30% chance of rain during the day and a 50% chance of rain on Monday night and on Tuesday. Currently, winds are out of the northeast at 5, humidity 63%. We've got fair skies, and it's 48.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
We have a couple of items today from Philadelphia. First up, the mayor, Jim Kenney, proposing an ambitious spending program, which he wants to fund with $400 million in new taxes. Included in the new spending, a pre-kindergarten program, so-called green jobs, and putting $23 million into the city's pension program, which is underfunded by $5.6 billion. The money to pay for all these goodies and more will come from taxes on soda and other sugary drinks. Mayor Kenney's predecessor, Michael Nutter, tried to get a similar tax passed but failed. The new mayor predicts that he will get the tax passed. He made this prediction during an interview while sipping on a diet soda, which would not be taxed. Consumers will pay 36 cents in taxes on every 12-ounce can of soda containing sugar. Meanwhile, there are other blue city priorities to deal with. Philadelphia's Temple University Hospital starting a first aid program called Fighting Chance. Residents in high-crime neighborhoods are being taught first aid battlefield tactics to treat gunshot wounds. The hospital shows people how to properly tighten tourniquets, apply pressure to stop bleeding, and how to position people in cars to rush them to the hospital. Participants include children as young as 10. This hospital has a lot of experience. Temple alone treats over 400 gunshot wounds a year. Now, hopefully the training teaches residents suffering from gunshot wounds to drink only diet soda on the way to the hospital. You know, for their health.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good buddies at Mahindra make the world's number one selling tractor, but now they also make a whole family of utility vehicles, too. Just like their tractors, Mahindra's Impact XTV utility vehicles deliver superior performance with industry-leading cargo capacity, towing capacity, ground clearance, and a 3-year warranty. And the Mahindra Impact XTV is made right here in the USA in Mahindra red or camo. And here's the best part. You can choose between $1,250 in cash back and savings or zero down, zero payments, and zero interest until 2017. Now, if you want to work smarter, not harder, with a new impact, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. While Texas A&M University has a presence in Houston, they've not been drawn into a territorial battle involving the University of Houston and the University of Texas that now involves state lawmakers.
Both Houston state lawmakers and former University of Houston regents are so opposed to the idea of UT expanding into the Houston market. They've told the legislature a UT Houston campus would hurt U of H and dilute higher education.
Our goal is to build something that will bring the best talent to the city for collaborative research and education. We want to bring the talent that will invent the key fields of tomorrow. Tomorrow's enterprises, and tomorrow's higher education.
UT Chancellor Bill McRaven's letter to Governor Abbott this week says there's no intent to build a UT Houston campus on the 320 acres purchased, just an innovative research hub. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A&M's footprint in Houston includes the Mays Business School, the Health Science Center, and the College of Engineering. If you visit a restaurant or bar in downtown Bryan tomorrow, you might catch actors break out and reciting Shakespeare. Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says it's part of a sold-out pub crawl remembering the writer on the 400th anniversary of his death. Ferris says that's one of two events celebrating the opening of the Texas A&M hosting the nationwide exhibit First Folio, the book that gave us Shakespeare, which is a collection of the writer's first plays.
Later that evening at 7 o'clock at the Stafford, the evening will conclude with what's called the Sonnet Project. This is going to feature Shakespeare's sonnets filmed in New York City. But we also have one that one of our local filmmakers did right here in Bryan. Donnie Hall with Studio 82TX, who does a lot of our video work, has actually filmed one of Shakespeare's sonnets to be shown that evening, and that event is free as well.
A&M is the only location in Texas to have the exhibit. The book is on display starting Tuesday and continuing through April 3rd at the Stark Gallery in the Memorial Student Center. New business and residential development in downtown Bryan, north of William Joel Bryan Parkway, means the need for more parking. An update was given by Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
You know, there's plenty of on-street parking in the area because there's not a whole lot up there. But right. As things start to build in, there's going to be more challenges. We have a couple of great options. We have some properties on the east side of the railroad tracks along Tabor, mm-hmm. which is opportunity for satellite lots. Chris Lawrence is building a structured parking along with his development. And then we're also building a parking lot next to the ice house. That's okay. The old storage tank. So, you know, we're going to do what we can as we go along to try to meet the needs.
Dunn says there are 5 blocks in downtown Bryan that are under redevelopment this year of various sizes. College Station animal control officers are looking for 2 dogs who bit children in separate incidents over the past week. One child was bit Monday afternoon by a black dog with white feet, one of 2 being walked by a woman on Hibiscus Street, which is south of Bryan Bachman Community Park between Graham and Arnold. And last Friday afternoon, a child was pushed down and bitten by a male yellow lab wearing a black collar on Arizona Street, which is in the middle of the area bordered by Holloman, Welsh, Southwest Parkway, and Welburn. At the time of the incident, 3 white men were attempting to catch the dog. According to Animal Control, both dogs need to be located and observed to rule out possible rabies exposure to the children. Anyone with information is asked to call College Station Police. A Houston man has admitted to his part in taking nearly $5,500 worth of clothing from the College Station Sears store last August. 32-year-old Guillermo Andreas Urbina was sentenced to 4 years in prison. A co-defendant is awaiting trial for her role in taking 63 pairs of jeans and 56 shirts over a 90-minute period. In another district court criminal case this week, a Bryan man admitted to breaking into a mobile home in January of last year by using a screwdriver he borrowed from a nearby convenience store. 33-year-old Alejandro Zarate took more than $2,000 worth of property and was sentenced to 8 years for that and another residential burglary that took place 2 years ago. One Republican politician who wants the remaining GOP presidential candidates to stop throwing bricks at each other is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Flores said he wants the message to focus on the general election. He says it's hard for congressional Republicans to get anything done when the presidential candidates are attacking each other.
I'm trying to drive the budget in a different direction. I don't get much traction nationally on that because you've got all the brick throwing going on at the presidential level. And so these guys need to start, all of us need to start talking about what we're for and what our aspirations are for the country and how we rebuild the country's national security and economic opportunity and so forth. That's where I think we need to go pretty quickly.
Flores, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, was among those meeting with House leadership Wednesday on a federal budget proposal that, among other things, calls for a balanced budget in 10 years. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 51 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning. It's 7:37. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for a little bit of weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure is located over the central part of the state this morning. Abundant sunshine in the forecast. A very nice day coming up. Highs will be 70 to 75. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight. We're 50 to 55. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, comfortable. Highs will reach 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower, 50 to 55. Occasional sunshine Sunday, the risk of a shower. We're back up around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Out here working hard at perfecting our craft and fixing the mistakes we made.
That's Deshaun Hall. He's defensive end for the Texas A&M football team. Guys are having spring drills. We'll have more on that. Speaking of Aggie football, Von Miller will be in Dancing with the Stars, at least according to ESPN. We'll get you updated on that, high school football, and everything that is Aggie athletics happening this weekend in sports here in about 13 minutes.
So you are 7:38 with the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW to help you with your television viewing habits. Of course, I mentioned again, House of Cards is on Netflix this weekend, just so you know.
And you're very happy because you now won't have to balance that between that and WWE.
That's right, because I made a mistake.
WrestleMania.
In telling you that WrestleMania 23 or 32, I'm not sure which, was supposed to be at Jerry World last night. That's incorrect. If you drove up there because of that, I'm sorry. WrestleMania actually happens in the first weekend in April. So,
has anybody weighed in on the Scott's Wrong text line?
Actually, a lot of people talking about James Benham and Jeff Day talking about the philosophical aspects of robots.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. Oh. We'll go with that. Hello.
Just back on that robot thing that they were having people follow around.
Yeah.
I wonder what the age group was, because I think I can speak for the four of us. That had been me in that situation. That robot would have a footprint in its back as I'm exiting the building.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. You're an idiot. Okay,
lead,
so,
follower, get the hell out of the way.
So give us an indication of there that little exchange having to do with robots.
Well, basically, James said people will tend to blindly trust both robots in emergency situations and driving because they believe the robots will act without emotion or human bias.
Okay.
Someone we've tagged as Newbomb. Apparently, people know that. We won't usually use nicknames.
Yeah.
But just in this situation. Okay. None of the kids in those experiments had seen 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Mr. Benham, again, the biggest question for both robots is deciding who will live and who will die. Inevitably, both kinds of robots will have to make a choice between, he also mentioned the situation of a pedestrian versus the driver.
Yeah. Can I have a microwave that turns into a transformer? I could let me just have one of those around the house.
That'd so it can cool. walk up to you and fry your face?
Well, no, just how you've got it as a security mechanism.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking.
Search and destroy.
You could make the meal and have it bring it to you.
Well, you could do that, too. But, hey, if it's a transformer, it wants to get out there and break stuff up.
Not the good ones.
Oh, okay. Right.
There's good ones and bad ones.
All right. I guess I wrote.
And I guess Terminator was prescient. Arnold did say he'd be back.
He did. He said he'd be Bach, actually, but that's okay.
I'll be Bach.
Reminds me of a really bad joke.
You'll be Beethoven.
Yeah. Really? Another really bad joke on this show?
He did it right then. He did it for me. I didn't have to. So, no, I'm not, I'm just, I'm
yet,
letting you know.
It's early.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, it's seven, what? Oh, are you taunting me? Is that what you're doing now? You taunting me about
Kevin's
it?
Kevin's like a nervous little chihuahua looking
really
over his shoulder.
Yeah,
there was this invisible man, and he met an invisible woman.
One of these days,
and they
Alice.
They fell in love and got married, and they had two kids, but they were nothing to look at.
Researchers say they have pinpointed the first gene linked with gray hair.
Oh,
yeah.
How about you fix no hair first? How about that?
Would you trade no hair for gray hair?
Yes.
Shock white silver all the way through,
yes.
Matlock style gray
hair.
Oh,
but look at Anderson Cooper.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, there you go. Researchers say they've pinpointed that gene. U.S. News and World Report says the gray hair gene was culled from a genetic analysis of more than 6,000 people of mixed ancestry in Latin America. The gene linked with the gray hair is called, this is stunning, IRF4.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it was.
Oh, it'd been hiding all these years.
Yeah, right behind RRF3.
Yeah, that's right. The international team of researchers said it was known to play a role in hair color, but this is the first time that it has actually been connected with the graying of hair, along with the possibility of helping find ways to delay hair graying, not growing. The gene might improve understanding of aging as well. The researchers, well, let's get that taken care of first. Let's get the gray thing taken care of, okay? Researchers also found that another gene called, you ready? PRSS53 seems to influence hair curliness.
Directly behind 5'2", of course.
There you are. Hey, gang, daylight saving time coming up in less than 2 weeks. Daylight saving time has been tied to a spike in stroke risk. WebMD says Finnish researchers looked at a decade's worth of data and found that our risk of stroke is 8% higher in the first 2 days after the clock change. Happens March 13th, so just saying.
Oh,
just
my goodness.
Letting you know if you have one more thing you want to be worried about.
No.
7:42. Okay, hardcore dieters love to add some lemon to their water, but there are other ways to kickstart your metabolism. Actually, three that you can use. Number one is coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Could be the nature's perfect energy drink. Researchers found that 2 to 3 cups of coffee, do that before hitting the gym, and you can actually work out longer and harder. Water, just plain water. Drink 3 24-ounce servings of ice water per day. You can burn an extra 100 calories. That could add up to 10 pounds a year. And green tea. In one study, participants that drank 4 cups of that miracle liquid every day lost 6 more pounds than those who drank only water. So,
oh, goodness.
Unless, of course, you're putting sugar in it to make the tea taste good.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Well, if you want to do that, you actually want to work hard to
make it taste
that.
Good.
Yeah. All right, on TV this weekend, After 248 episodes and 29,050 experiments and 900 explosions, Mythbusters goes away. Two-hour special starts at 7 o'clock on the Discovery Channel tomorrow night.
Well, shoot.
And the two-hour series finale of Downton Abbey coming up this weekend. Plenty of spoilers out there, so just letting you know. That's Downton Abbey. That's on PBS. You got to wait.
It's Downton for those of you that
haven't
listened to the show terribly often.
Taco Bell isn't even trying anymore with this stuff, okay? Yes, there was, of course, the brilliance of the Dorito frying the lowly taco shell into what something really, really special.
Doritos Los Tacos.
You know it.
Mm.
But ever since, the equally elaborate attempts to recapture the magic, the Frito Taco, the Starburst drinks, and the Cinnabon coffee have fallen flat. So they keep on trying. Yesterday, the chain released its Cheetos Crunchwrap Slider.
I'm going to go have one of those.
Well, you can't because it's available in Canada. It's going to cost you a lot to get one right now.
You don't know where I'm going.
Okay. And it finally puts Cheetah, of course, on the menu by using his cheddar jalapeno flavor.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That wasn't one of my favorites.
Oh, it wasn't? Me either.
Okay. I like the hot Cheetos, but
okay. Well, may have that at some point. But anyway, they've done that, and it's kind of, well, you know, of course, they give you a picture that's supposed to make it look like it would be good.
Hey, the Quesalupo was good.
Right. You had a better one than I did.
I went back for another one.
Of course, they had a buffalo chicken one at that orange burger place.
And, oh, yeah.
My first one was terrible, and we went in a different city, and I said, you know, I'm going to take a chance, and it was spectacular. So you just got to hit the right place at the right time.
At the Orange Burgatorium?
Mm-hmm.
Are we done?
Oh, what?
Oh, come
now,
on.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Spending time with good friends or family can leave you feeling happier, more positive, and more alive. The fact of the matter is, those are more than just good feelings. According to research, good relationships can actually improve our health and longevity. Studies conducted over the past 30 years show that people who enjoy deep, meaningful connections are significantly more likely to live longer and be healthier than those who don't have a thriving social life. The data suggests that if we connect face-to-face with family and friends on a regular basis, we'll live an average of 4 years longer than people who don't. Bert Uccino, the professor who led a research project on this subject at the universities of Utah and North Carolina, said friends and supportive people encourage us to have better health practices, see a doctor, and even exercise more. Relationships help us to realize a bigger purpose in life and inspire us to act accordingly. Someone once said, "The quality of your life is the quality of your relationships," and science is showing that relationships are essential to our well-being. The emotional support we receive from the people closest to us can help us keep our problems in perspective and encourage us forward. When we truly feel loved, we'll experience more self-confidence and peace in our lives, and that can result in better physical health. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-7416. That's 1-800-613-7416. 1-800-613-7416. 1-800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
If you missed one of the biggest car buying events in the entire state of Texas, we have news for you. It's back! Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale is back this weekend only. Shop over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. Every used car's a bargain. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 16191A. 2014 Chevy Spark. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe Sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot. And save you will. The Repo Joe Sale is the best sale for used cars, period. But you have to get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. 27 town delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss it this time. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
The celebration for the 2016 Youth Livestock Show begins with the Queen's Dance Saturday, March 19th at 7 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo with opening act Texas Unlimited Band featuring Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. $10 presale tickets available at Cavender's, Catalina Hatters, and Southern Jewels or at the door for $15. Events and livestock shows are scheduled ending with a premium auction on March 24th. The 60th annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, March 19th through the 24th, sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, ASCO Equipment, and Texas Farm Bureau. For a full list of shows and times, visit BCYLA.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:50. A&M football went through spring drills again yesterday, and it was Aggie defensive end Deshaun Hall's turn in front of the microphones. He said the team is reflecting on a poor finish last year and using that as motivation heading into the spring.
It's always a source of motivation. We never want to go 8-5. That's mediocre for us as a program. But, hey, it is far for us to, when we lose any game, not just a bowl game. It's far. So we've been out here working hard at perfecting our craft and fixing the mistakes we made.
The A&M spring scrimmage is April the 9th. And open to the public. Tickets on sale now. The number 4 Texas A&M baseball team continues their longest home stand of the season as the Maroon and White will host the Yale Bulldogs for a 3-game series tonight. Jace Vines will get the first weekend start of his career. He's 1-0 and has one save with a .9 ERA. The Aggies will honor President George H.W. Bush with a special red, white, and blue uniform in Game 2. That's Saturday. 41 is a Yale alumnus. President is scheduled to throw out the ceremonial first pitch at Bluebell and will attend the second game of the 3-game series with his wife, Barbara. First pitch tonight, however, 6:30. All of it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. The number 9 Aggie softball team travels to California to compete in the San Diego Classic today through Sunday. The ladies are 17-1 and will get underway today at 6:30 against Boston University. SEC Freshman of the Week steps into the circle. Samantha Shaw is 10-1 on the season and tops the country in wins. Games can be heard on the Fusion 95.1-2 or online at RadioAggieland.com. The 2016 Men's Basketball SEC Championship is on the line Saturday when the number 20 Aggies host Vandy at Reed at 11 a.m. Maroon and White enter the regular season finale tied atop the SEC standings and aim to claim their first conference title since 1986. Texas A&M, with the 2 seed, has their highest ever seed in the SEC Women's Basketball Tournament. They start tournament run today in the quarterfinals against number 7 Tennessee at 5 o'clock. Tom Turbeville and Steve Miller have the radio call. You can catch that game on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Speaking of hoops, in high school playoff action, 4A regional semifinals, Navasota will take on Center. That happens tonight at 8 at Johnson Coliseum in Huntsville. In the 1A regional semifinals, it's Calvert and Welder. They'll tip off at 8-2 at Tony Berger Center in Austin. The Taps 2A sees Brazos Christian and Huntsville Alpha Omega tonight at 6. That's at Nolan Catholic High School in Fort Worth. On the hardwood of the NBA, Rajon Rondo had 18 points and 12 assists in his first game in Dallas as the Sacramento Kings notched a 104-101 win over Dallas. Mavs head coach Rick Carlisle.
That's disappointing, but we didn't deserve it. We didn't play him well enough. Even the first quarter where we ended up on a very good run to end the quarter, we didn't have much traction really at either end. We were lucky they were missing some shots, and from there forward, we allowed it to be their kind of game and not our kind of game.
Kawhi Leonard capped the 30-point, 11-rebound performance with a huge three-pointer inside the final minute.
Cunningham watches Leonard pound a right-hand dribble on the right wing. Out near midcourt, screened by Aldridge. Around that screen, straightaway three. Kawhi not! Wow! Kawhi Leonard with a huge three.
The San Antonio Spurs extended their winning streak to seven games with a 94-86 victory over the New Orleans Pelicans. In the NFL, the Houston Texans have cut franchise rushing leader Adrian Foster after seven seasons. The four-time Pro Bowler, who was an undrafted free agent, missed 12 games last season with a groin and Achilles tendon injury. And finally, we'll keep it in the NFL, but only just kind of. Von Miller won't have to worry about getting fined for his sack dances, because the next time he'll dance, the Super Bowl MVP will be doing it on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. That's according to ESPN. And that's going to do it for sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. You can find out more at teamofnavasota.com. You'll find the 10 under 10, 10 cars under $10,000. You can register for Free Car Friday, which just happened this past Friday, but you'll have another shot at it again on the last Friday of the month. And you can also check out the deal of the day, which today is a 2014 Mini Cooper Countryman 4-door, 24,000 miles for $21,888. They carry Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, GMC, and Jeep. Once again, to find out more, just go to teamofnavasota.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and that's going to do it on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Current economic conditions may have caused some to focus a bit more on the return of their investments rather than the return on their investments. Protection of personal or business assets in today's difficult economy can be more important now than ever. A personal or commercial umbrella policy through W.E. Gibson will help provide the coverage needed to protect your hard-earned assets. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let's get started.
The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber, the vet tech. They found local jobs at AggielandHelpWanted.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
About 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's the Infomaniacs. Okay, the promise of the, kind of continuing what we were talking about earlier, with the robots in the cars. The promise of the self-driving car is that it will reduce accidents and take the stress out of automobile travel. Well, while Google is advocating the widespread adoption of the self-driving car, we the people are reluctant. We the people are reluctant. Survey from AAA, 3 out of 4 U.S. Americans are afraid to ride in a self-driving car. And now Google admits, of course, that one of its cars was partially to blame for that accident last month. By some of the self-driving technology, if you think about it, some of it really is probably going to be beneficial. In January, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety said vehicles equipped with automated emergency braking features have reduced rear-end crashes by an average of 40%. That technology is one of the building blocks of the self-driving car. But the idea of actually riding in the car that makes all of the decisions is something most of us are probably not ready for yet. And you mentioned Councilman Benham. He was on our show probably a year ago discussing how information might be embedded in future roadways.
Oh, sure.
Have information that could link to the vehicles and let you know what's going on down the road, or any number of ways where you could do that.
Well, do you think our founding documents and speeches, historical stuff, is that going to be offensive to robots when we say "we the people"? Are robots going to say, "What about us"?
Well,
it's very humanist of you.
We'll just have to see. go back to what is that?
People privilege.
Metropolis, is that right? The movie back in the silent movie in the before 1920.
Charlie Chaplin.
No, Metropolis.
No, okay.
It's a robot and